Susie Van Deventer noticed a change in her son, Will, during his last semester of fifth grade. He started losing interest in school and was having trouble learning.
A lot of peer pressure and things like that were affecting him and his schoolwork, and he didn't seem to be as enthused about school.
Van Deventer started looking for different ways to help her son, anything to get him more excited about entering middle school. That's when she found out about an online school in North Texas offered through the state's virtual school network. Students enrolled in these schools never have to set foot inside a building. She signed Will up.
He has done a complete turnaround as far as how engaged he is and what he's learning. As a family, we are much more in tune with what he's learning, and we kind of take part in his classwork in that we discuss it as a family, which is really nice to be a part of it.
The Grapevine Colleyville School District launched the school, known as iUniversity Prep, in the fall. It's one of only 6 full-time online public schools in Texas and has 150 kids in grades 6 through 11. Every day, students log on for what's called a live lesson. That's when they can instant message their teachers or chat with other students. But there is the occasional face-to-face meetup. Last week, it was at a Starbucks.
It's a lot different, but it's a good different. It's definitely a change for the better.
That's 12-year-old Will, who wore a pair of headphones and worked on his laptop. He likes his online classes, but also likes the ability to talk with his teachers in person.
You have a lot more one-on-one time with the teachers. It's not like you're in a giant class with 30 other students.
To liven things up at the coffee shop, history teacher Heath Hamrick chose to dress up in medieval armor.
People have a comfort level with a guy dressed up in a weird costume at their local coffee shop. With school being done over the internet, that is what raises eyebrows. And I've actually had more questions about virtual school than I've had about what I'm wearing. So that's actually been a good thing.
Hamrick says there's always been a need for different education options, and there's no one way to teach a class. But making sure students understand how a virtual school works is key, says Andres Bentancur. He teaches Spanish, health PE, and seventh grade science.
There's a difference between virtual students and brick-and-mortar students. You know, our school is not for the masses. Our students, there is an innate requirement to be virtual to have self-discipline, organization, self-motivation.
Parents also play a critical role. In other words, they can't just leave their child in front of a computer and expect all the work will get done, says language arts teacher Jessica Lee.
In a virtual setting, the parent has to take that responsibility to make sure that the kids are logging in every day, that they're getting their assignments done and turned in to their teacher.
Lee says she taught in a school district for 12 years and was starting to feel stagnant when she learned about the online teaching job. She says it's challenging because the kids aren't in the same room with her.
As a teacher, you have to think about that and think of creative ways in order to reach those kids and call them and webmail them, whatever works for them. And try.
Educators say online classes can be helpful for students involved in sports training programs that conflict with traditional schedules. Kids with special medical needs or those who have been bullied may also benefit. The Grapevine Colleyville District plans to add grades 5 and 12 next year. Stella Chavez, KERA News.